your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's, freetalklive.com. So, you bring up anything. We're going to start things out here with the big news of the day, or at least some of the big news of the day, where the FBI is claiming to have foiled a terror strike. Did you guys hear about this one?
I did. I felt a little safer.
Did you really?
The guys that, you know, at the FBI that can't, they can't even implement their own computer system there.
They're having trouble with email, if that's what you mean.
Like, yeah.
Figuring all that stuff out.
They can't figure out how to implement email for the FBI like every other business in the world can, but they managed to stop some terrorists.
The story is from NBCNewYork.com, where four New York men were arrested in connection with an alleged plot to blow up area Jewish centers and military targets. The plot, however, was foiled by undercover agents. Raids by the FBI-NYPD Joint Terrorist Task Force in the Bronx captured the suspected ringleader and three followers in what law enforcement sources are calling a homegrown terrorist plot. The agents and police watched Wednesday night as suspects allegedly planted what they thought were bombs outside two Jewish community centers in Riverdale, a Bronx, New York neighborhood. In one case, the suspected terrorists planted a bomb inside a parked car. However, officials said the suspects were actually using fake explosives given to them in an earlier sting operation to make sure they didn't get their hands on real bombs. Bombs have been made by the FBI technicians, were totally inert, and no one was ever at risk.
Now, not that I find this comforting, that there are people willing to place bombs, fake or not, around, different ethnic groups, worship centers. I find that abhorrent. But the question that I have to ask myself is, so they got these fake bombs from the FBI. Now, how did they go? What was that exchange like?
Was it like, excuse me,
you know where I can get some bombs so I can blow up some temples?
Yeah.
Or was it like, hey, we've got some bombs. Why don't you guys go blow up some temples?
That's what the suggestion was the last time they foiled one of these plots. Remember the one down in Miami, basically,
yeah,
where they were just these easily manipulable guys that had managed to get in with some sort of undercover agent who basically put the idea into their heads, hey, you should go blow something up. And so, yeah, okay, we'll go blow something up.
Yeah. Creating the problem so they can fix it.
Right.
Claim fixing it.
In that case, you didn't have anybody placing any fake bombs. Nothing had really been done by the Miami 7 or whatever they're calling
them. I don't know.
Whatever they are. So nothing had really been done by them, so it wasn't nearly as scary of a circumstance. This, I've got to say, I do find scary. This is not good. But at the same time, I wonder how much... how much is the FBI pushing this?
That's a good question, and it would lead one to... I mean, if it were true that the FBI were planting suggestions in the heads of easily suggestible characters.
Right. I mean, I would think that if you talk to enough skinheads and give them enough fake bombs, that you will find some skinheads to place those fake bombs. However, the question is, how many of those skinheads would have placed bombs or gone out to get bombs without having been given fake bombs?
The prompting, the encouragement, right. Those are all good questions, but it doesn't really deal with the root of the problem. I mean, I'm not denying that what you're saying is legitimate and should be pointed out. It should be. But what also should be pointed out is that the leader of the group, James Cromartie, was concerned about deaths at the hands of the U.S. military in Afghanistan. So perhaps the reason why these guys could have even been motivated in the first place by whomever it was, whether it was the FBI agents that motivated them to do this, or whether it was they themselves, Mr. Cromartie, that had had his own initiative to go out and blow something up. It sounds to me like if it weren't for the U.S. military being across the world killing people, specifically in his case, in Afghanistan, he probably would never have even gone to this point.
Yeah.
So again, it's the war machine of this country that is stirring up terrorists, yeah, as we've been saying for a long time, as you know, Ron Paul has been pointing out
right,
for a long time.
And this is the sort of thing that you simply can't tell the warmongers. They just won't listen. The justifications kick in, and they just won't listen. Look, this guy gave us his reason that we are fighting a war against Muslims on right. their in their homeland.
It wasn't sex.
Hey, if we weren't over there, if we weren't killing them, then, well, and obviously, some of them are going to die when you fight a war over there. You can't fight a war where you just get the soldiers. And the way he sees those soldiers is they're freedom fighters. I know that you don't see them the same way. I don't see them the same way. However, I'm of the opinion the United States military shouldn't be all over the world killing people. And this was the same reason that Osama bin Laden gave for the 9/11 attacks in the first place, was that we are over there. They do not want us in their land. I know
it seems like a no-brainer.
Right. Their government said that it was okay, but they don't like their government.
Right.
So the only way for them to get rid of us is to blow us up and make us angry. And finally, then we're frustrated and we get out. That's their only hope.
And
they're not going to win by fighting us straight up.
It shouldn't be mistaken. And we're not saying that it's justified, that terrorism is justified because what we're doing over there is wrong. It certainly doesn't justify terrorism. But it doesn't change the fact that it's encouraging it. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, we are inspiring these terrorists that even though their actions aren't justified, it still doesn't change that fact.
Right.
We're not trying to make excuses for them. Right?
Distasteful is what these people, these terrorists, are doing. They're doing them for reasons. I may not agree with the reasons. You may not agree with the reasons, but they've got their reasons. And the reason is that the stated reason is that we are over there in their homeland blowing up their people. And, some might say, well, he should get out of here. Well, he's not out of here. He's here blowing up, planning to blow up Jews in our homeland. And, you got to wonder, how many innocent people have died since Obama took office? How many innocent people over here should die? I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying that, look, if you walk a mile in this other guy's moccasins, look at his moccasins. Just inspect his moccasins for a minute. Then you might get an idea of what it is that these people have a problem with. And, there was this debate today between Obama. It wasn't a debate between Obama and Cheney, or was it yesterday? I don't know. But they were both giving these speeches on torture and rendition and they're calling it enhanced interrogation techniques. I wonder, you don't know what the reasons are, but I wonder how many of these people would have participated if the United States, in these terrorist attacks, if the United States wasn't doing torture or enhanced interrogation or whatever.
How about if they weren't invading those countries in the first place?
Sure, but it's all degrees, right?
He says his father lives in Afghanistan. This is the leader of the alleged terrorist group, and he was upset about U.S. military presence there. So let's wipe that one off the table. Since we understand that the U.S. military being present and killing people and just being present pisses people off around the world, and when you start dropping bombs and shooting innocent people, that's when you really start to create terrorists. So we know that's the case. So let's wipe that part off the table. What about the attacking the Jewish centers thing? Because you can't really escape out of that one with the U.S. military is in Afghanistan. That doesn't really work there. So let's just look at that one for a moment. What about the bombings of the Jewish centers? Okay, well, this guy clearly hates Jewish people for whatever reason. Who knows? And there are a lot of people out there that are very anti-fill-in-the-blank, right? A lot of people have hatred for various other groups. There are bigots all over the place in this country. And we don't really have too much of a concern about bigots attacking other people. Usually it's just hate,
sure.
They just
in the 60s,
hate.
They were burning black churches. I get that.
Were there people inside the black churches?
Generally, no, but I mean, there's the odd circumstance.
Still, not good.
Some parish house got burned or something.
But, okay, so let's say there still is a legitimate threat against certain religious groups or whatever. In this case, the Jewish people were targeted. Does that necessarily call for an FBI? Does that necessarily call for a federal government? Is that an excuse to say, well, he might have attacked these Jewish people or whoever? Is that an excuse to have a federal government? I say no, because if you want to protect yourself, if you're concerned about being attacked, it should be your responsibility to hire on whatever kind of protection agencies you need in order to keep you safe. And, even if you're a small government guy, surely you could support having state or local police do investigations in this particular regard. guard over the federal government. There is no reason to have some federal organization allegedly protecting people. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the only way you're going to get the free book for the free offer is audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
800-259-9231. The terror suspects weren't the only ones busted recently. There was another bust of interest in New Jersey. A story at northjersey.com where federal agents have dismantled an illegal salsa radio station whose broadcasts interfered with the New York public radio station. Authorities from the U.S. Marshals Service, along with investigators from the FCC, raided in apparently northern New Jersey. They give you the address. We don't need to give you that. And seized radio equipment used to operate the pirate salsa station on 90.5 FM. According to civil court documents unsealed Tuesday, Jairo Diaz, who lived at both locations, operated the station and dodged the government's repeated attempts to stop him. Now, what's interesting about this is I was alerted to this by one of my industry publications, the Radio Info website. That's how I found out about the story. And they said that the FCC was fast-tracking this one. This was a case they really had to move on because, well, this is a station that was allegedly interfering with a station in New York. So, I mean, you'd think that if it were interfering with another station, that they would move quickly, that, hey, FCC, fast track this. Well, what does fast track mean in the FCC? What do you think? How long does it take the FCC to fast track and bust a pirate radio station?
2 years.
Well, the first report came in about the station in November of 2006. So, yeah, about 2.5 years is about how long it took them.
Well, I don't know that they necessarily fast-tracked at that point. The guy hadn't been responding. I think that there's a couple of, in this circumstance, there are a couple of sort of telling things about this guy and his pirate station. A, he was stomping on somebody else's signal. This is extraordinarily bad form. As far as I'm concerned, that that station has...
True, but he is in the New York market.
He's in the New York market, and I will admit that makes it very difficult that there's somebody everywhere. But he was directly adjacent, one dial position off, adjacent to somebody who else, you know, who had paid the FCC and, mm-hmm. and had paid the protectors out there. And... that's the biggest problem in this case. He's in the New York market, and I understand that makes it difficult. The vast majority of people in the United States don't have to worry about that. There is some open dial position that's within more than two adjacent from some other dial position, and you'd be fine.
Right.
And he ignored repeated contacts by the FCC.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm telling you is it took the FCC 2.5 years first warrant. Like, they knew that this was a station that was interfering with another station in November of 2006, and it took them 2.5 years to do something about it.
And that's in New York, where the dial is absolutely packed. So imagine in a place where it's not absolutely packed, and you're not overstepping on someone's bounds.
You're being a good neighbor.
Very encouraging.
Exactly. That's the reason I'm sharing this, is because it's an encouraging story. I mean, it's... Nobody wants to see a pirate get busted that's doing a good thing, or a community station, whatever you want to call it, that's doing a good
part,
thing. That's
aggressive part 15.
Yeah, that is, that is essentially operating on a much more neighborly basis with the other stations in the area. So just to show you how slow and inefficient and awful the FCC was in the case of someone who was interfering, in the case of a pirate signal that was being a bad neighbor with the other stations on the air. Despite verbal and written warnings, repeated verbal and written warnings, the unlicensed radio station continues to broadcast, wrote a assistant U.S. attorney on May 6th in a document requesting that the federal district court allow federal agents to enter the two locations and take the equipment. The equipment used in this type of operation is highly portable. Any delay could result in the removal of the equipment to another location or concealment beyond the writs of entry. I don't know what a writ of entry means. Is that the amount of entry
is an interesting little thing that it. I don't know what other government agencies have this, and I'm glad the story brought it up. Is the FCC doesn't need no warrant to go in your house.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC goes where they want. As long as there's some device that broadcasts on them airwaves, they go where they want. So if you've got a Wi-Fi in your house, if you've got anything that has one of those little FCC stickers on it, the FCC doesn't need a warrant to go in your house.
What?
That's wrong. Please tell me. Oh, my God.
Do you mean wrong or do you mean mistaken?
No, you. I don't know if it's mistaken. I hope it is.
I'd be happy to get it.
They need something because they requested from the district court that they be allowed into the location.
It's my understanding they don't need it. I have a story that corroborates that, if you'd like to me to read that next.
Well, are you suggesting that the FCC can just come up into your house any old time they want to?
I am suggesting.
I think you're wrong about that, because otherwise why would they bother giving warnings?
They're the FCC. I don't know. I mean, choose to do that.
If they're the FCC, they can, and if they're as powerful as you claim, they would exercise
every government
that
agency
power.
Is going to exercise every power they have. And
I have no reason to not believe that they wouldn't exercise their power.
All right. Well,
maybe it's just lazy. They write hoping that will keep them from having to show up and bust in your door and do all that.
Well, maybe. Although then they get to steal your equipment if they go in. So there's an incentive there. I mean, these are. Anyway,
what does the FCC want with your equipment?
They can pawn it, sell it, and make a little bit of money off of it. And they can fine you as well after that point. Anyway, the equipment used, according to the story, they were just shut down. It's not a criminal matter. They are not facing criminal charges. Yet another example of why this is an encouraging story. The people over at the Free Radio website, that's a pirate station out in California, they basically said that no one has ever challenged the fine. People have been getting fines from the FCC for a long time for running pirate, unlicensed radio stations, and none of them have ever actually challenged it in court. The FCC has never allowed itself to be taken to court on a challenge on one of the fines that has been issued. So not only are they not bringing criminal charges against a man who was admittedly interfering with another radio station, but the fine is even still questionable. If he doesn't pay the fine to the FCC, what are they going to do? What are they going to do if he doesn't pay the fine? What if he takes it to court and then takes it on a free speech basis? Because that's never happened either.
I'm very interested in all of this. It's very interesting.
Right.
No one
has ever taken the FCC to court over this stuff. That's my understanding from reading the Free Radio website.
And I love that there's a possibility that the court would rule that there's, you know, free speech or the freedom of broadcast or whatever, but I don't believe it for a second.
Oh no, I don't think so either. But I don't know if the FCC wants to find out that badly,
mm-hmm.
which is why they may not even pursue if you don't pay the fine. So the FCC first received the complaints about the station back in 2006 when a fan of the station they were interfering with contacted them. From that time until this time, the FCC officials told the operators repeatedly that the operation of the station was a violation of federal law. One of them promised to dismantle the station or ignored the FCC's request completely. And so they found out where it was located in 2007, and then finally, 2 years later, they actually raided the place. So, a bit of encouraging news for anybody out there who has resolved to run their own radio station. I think it's a relatively safe affair, especially if you aren't interfering with your neighbors. And if you shut down the transmitter when the FCC threatens you once, wait till they go away, set it up in a different location, you can keep running them around. We're coming up.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox Tea. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so you know what? We had a story that we started actually a couple weeks ago, and we never actually got through it. So I figured we should pick it up at this point because I thought it was pretty good. It was okay. The 50 things.
I thought you wanted to hear about the FCC's warrantless searches.
Thanks for that.
Okay, I'll promo your story, and then
we'll
get
do the 50 things that everybody should know.
Oh, that's a good. That is good. from Wired. I guess this might be, I don't know, it's either called threat level or this is a threat level section of their magazine, but you can go to Wired.com. FCC warrantless household searches alarms experts.
Hmm.
You may not know it, but if you have a wireless router, a cordless phone, a remote control car, a door opener, a baby, I would assume that means a garage door opener too, baby monitor, cell phone in your house, the FCC claims the right to enter your home without a warrant at any time of the day or night in order to inspect it.
Nice.
That's the upshot of the rules the agency has followed for years to monitor licensed televisions and radio stations and crack down on pirate radio broadcasters. The commission maintains the same policy applies to any licensed or unlicensed radio frequency device. Anything using RF energy, we have the right to inspect to make sure it is not causing interference, says FCC spokesperson David Fisk. That includes
this is a new power grab, in my opinion.
Devices
do we have his contact information so people can call him and check up on that?
Well, I suspect that you might be able to get a hold of Wired Magazine, but they do not.
Wait, what was the agent's name? David Fisk?
David Fisk of the FCC. Says that includes devices like Wi-Fi routers and that use unlicensed spectrum.
Excuse me, citizen. We're here for your inspection. We've detected radio signals emanating from your household, and we'll just need to take a quick look around here. That's what you're saying.
I think people should personally call him and check up on that, because that's a pretty big deal.
I think that's outrageous.
It is absolutely outrageous, and more example of mission creep. Mm-hmm. This is probably something that's been in their little rule book for decades, but you know they employ it when they feel like employing it, and likely they'll feel like employing it more and more over time, and that's how mission creep works.
I want to hear more.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. The FCC claims it derives its warrantless search power from the Communications Act of 1934. Though the constitutionality of the claim has gone untested in the courts, that's largely because the FCC had little to do with the average citizen for most of the last 75 years when the home transmitters were largely reserved to ham radio operators and CB radio aficionados. Mm-hmm. But in 2009, nearly every household in the United States has multiple devices that use radio waves to fall under the FCC's purview, making the commission's claimed authority ripe for a court challenge. It is a major stretch beyond case law to assert that authority with respect to private homes, which is the heart of the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches and search and seizures, says Electronic Frontier Foundation lawyer Lee 10, when it was a private home, and when it is a private home, and when you're talking about an overpowered Wi-Fi antenna, the idea that they could just go in is honestly quite bizarre. George Washington University professor Orrin Kerr, a constitutional law expert, also questions the legality of the policy. The Supreme Court has said the government can't make warrantless entries into homes for administrative inspections, Kerr said via email, referring to a 1967 Supreme Court ruling that housing inspectors need warrants to enforce their way into private residences. The FCC's online FAQ doesn't explain how the agency gets around that ruling, Kerr says. So,
well, I wonder if they've actually used this so-called power, or is the agent just expressing that he believes that the agency has
Sound like they actually got a warrant from the district court in the last article you read. It sounded like they got some kind of permission or something.
The term warrant was not used, but they did go to a district court in order to get permission, basically, to raid that home. I presume that means it was a warrant, but I mean, whether it was another piece of paper that says something different, it doesn't really matter. It's still a piece of paper with words on it. But nonetheless, it was my understanding, still have to go through a process of some sort to get that piece of paper. Otherwise, they would have raided the pirate that we were talking about after the first couple of warning letters. They wouldn't have just kept trying, sending letters and letters and letters for years.
Actually, it goes into a case right here. So
okay.
I'll continue. The rules came to the attention this month when an FCC agent investigating a pirate radio station in Boulder, Colorado, left a copy of a 2005 FCC inspection policy on the door of a residence hosting the unlicensed 100-watt transmitter. Whether you operate an amateur station or any other radio device, your authorization from the commission comes with the obligation to allow inspection, the statement says. The notice spooked those running Boulder Free Radio,
I don't have authorization from your commission.
Right, who thought it was just tough talk intended to scare them into shutting down, according to one of the station
sounds
leaders
that way.
Who spoke to Wired.com on condition of anonymity. This is an intimidation thing, he said. Most people aren't that dedicated to the cause, and I'm not going to let them into my house.
Good for him.
Refusing the FCC admittance can carry a harsh financial penalty. In a 2007 case, a Corpus Christi, Texas man got a visit from the FCC's direction finders after rebroadcasting an AM radio station through a CB radio in his home. An FCC agent tracked the signal to his house and asked to see the equipment. Donald Winston refused to let him in, but did turn off the radio. Winston was later fined $7,000 to the entry of the officer.
Did he pay?
The fine was reduced to $225 after he proved he had little income. Administrative search powers are not rare, at least as directed against businesses, fire safety, food and workplace safety regulators.
You know, the FCC's fines that they give out remind me of the fines that the airport bureaucracy, the TSA, gives out. Remember when Russell Canning was hit, our friend Russell up here, was hit with a $2,500 fine for whatever the hell it was he was doing. Remember, he was holding a sign in the airport, and they...
Something like that, yeah.
They went after him. I think that was what they went after him for. But yeah. They basically, they whenever you do something naughty in the airport, whether you accidentally forget and leave a lighter in your pocket or whatever it might be, like they confiscate something you weren't supposed to have, they will send you a fine.
Not every time. I've certainly, had
plenty of fines. But it has happened. The stories have been in the news about how they'll send a fine. I mean, presumably they'll have to have your information to send it to you, right? So if they get your information from you...
They get your driver's license.
Yeah, then they'll send you a fine, and basically it's just a fishing expedition. I mean, they want to see who's going to pay.
That's
it.
The impression I get. I think a lot of people... I was just thinking about it today, how many people... If someone just seems to be in a position of authority, they even just speak with the sort of an authoritative tone in their voice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's all it takes to get people to obey. We're conditioned to do that. From public school, from the public indoctrination centers on, we are conditioned to look at people who seem to be in a position of authority and do whatever we're told, or we'll be punished. You know, so
exactly. So the rest of the story, Mark, says that there was an agent that left a piece of paper with their rules on it that essentially said that by operating or because you have an agreement with us, that therefore you have to let us in. But most people that are running their Wi-Fi router or something like that, they don't have an agreement with the FCC. They never signed an agreement. They never applied for a license or anything like that. So it seems like they're on some pretty shaky ground here, at least based on my initial understanding of this. And it's not like the agent pushed his way into the door. He left a piece of paper on the front door. So if he had that much sway, if he had that kind of legal ability, well, you know, why don't they give him a lockpick set or something like that and have him bust his way in if that's fully legal? So I question this.
Okay.
I question the reporting here. Not that I know anything about it. I certainly haven't done any more research than what you just read. But if they really could just walk into anybody's house, then why aren't they?
I might have a phone number for David Fisk.
Well, I'd love to hear it. Let me finish the last paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
In the meantime, pirate radio stations are adapting to the FCC's warrantless search power by dividing up station operations. For instance, Boulder Free Radio consists of an online radio station operated by DJs from a remote studio miles away.
Perfect.
A small computer streams the online station and feeds it to the transmitter. Once the FCC comes and leaves a notice on the door, transmitters move to another location.
Perfect.
Before the agent returns.
What's that Boulder? What is it, Boulder?
Boulder Free Radio.
Boulder Free Radio. That is exactly the way things need to be done. I love that idea. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The FCC is an antiquated government bureaucracy. Good riddance to them. I hope they go away.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixus, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixus works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixus, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And get amped and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines and more. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I got two things to say.
Okay, go ahead.
One, you could actually build an FM transmitter kit, and they only allowed you 1 watt.
No, I don't know if that's true.
It is true. I did the research back in 1992. I wanted to start my own little home radio station. And the kits were the FCC would only allow 1 watt for an FM transmitter. And I also did a high school science experiment, which I actually took to state, which was the same thing. The second thing is...
If what you're trying to do is be legal with your transmitter, I think you need to do a little more research. It's my understanding that on the FM band, there are these Part 15 regulations. With the AM band, it's a tenth of a watt. With the FM band, there's some sort of calculation as far as millivolt contour and whatever.
Which probably does come out to something exactly like 1 watt on the FM dial.
I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
One watt is nothing on the FM dial.
Nothing. It's like two houses away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I just am saying to you that I'm not sure if that is accurate. So if you're trying to be legal, you may want to do a little bit more research into Part 15 FM.
Okay, well, that's fine. The second thing is Linksys WRT54G access point wireless routers.
Mm-hmm.
They come bought from Walmart at 19.9 milliwatts. And this is the kicker. I love it. This goes back to the Windows Linux thing. You can put a Linux operating system. You can go to OpenWRT and get a Linux operating system and go ahead and put that on there, and you can beef it up to 250 milliwatts. And if you buy a couple of maybe 7 to 14 EDI antennas, because the WRT has two antennas. And what's really cool is because with the hack, you can make one transmit, one receive, or you can just put on auto and let each one do whatever they want to do. But 251 milliwatts took me from my house to across the street on the other sidewalk. I was like, I had my laptop, and I was like, this is too cool.
That is cool. And you know what? I tried that once, and I think I bricked my router.
you can unbrick it, though. You just need to know how.
Basically, what he's explaining here is you can get alternative firmware for a specific Linksys router out there. In fact, it's my understanding there are a handful of different alternative firmwares that you can download. And one of those options that they have in there that they basically unlock for you is that you can turn up the transmit power of your Wi-Fi receiver and transmitter. So that's pretty cool, it seems pretty unlikely that the FCC is ever going to catch wind of something like that, right?
It seems unlikely, but when you guys were talking, I went ahead and flipped over my router and looked at it, and the FCC sticker is on there. I'm like, oh, well.
Well, the FCC sticker is on any electronic component, basically.
I think it's on microwaves, too, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, it is, which is interesting. So if you beef up your microwave, are you going to be in trouble?
I think I know someone that could answer that question definitively for us. David Fisk.
Now, he's a spokes bureaucrat for the FCC,
That's correct.
Right? I've got his phone number here. It's 202-418-0513, david.fiske@fcc.gov, if you want to get in touch with old Dave, see what he has to say. So, thank you, Steve. Any other thoughts?
No, sir. You guys have a good day.
All right, I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I guess all kinds of interesting things going on in the world of transmission out there. And I'm so pleased to know that there's a pirate radio station that is using the idea that I thought I came up with, but I guess I wasn't the first person to come up with it, the idea of run your radio station at a completely different location from the transmitters.
Isn't that a fascinating thing? I think it's sort of an aspect of the collective unconsciousness that's forming out of all this shared media and all this advanced communication, is that, you know, you'll come up with an idea and you'll think it's completely original, but you probably were inspired by maybe the same three things that someone else saw. And
small world.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. So 50 things every 18-year-old should know, though I would say that everybody should know these things regardless of what their age is. When we first started this list a couple weeks back, we got through about 20 of them. Actually, I guess a little bit more than 20. So we'll pick up at number 22. It's not enough to buy a gun and stick it in a drawer like a lucky talisman. You need to learn to use the gun. And that's a for sure thing. By the way, the story coming from rightwingnews.com. Not sure what else is on Right Wing News. I've never been there before. Doesn't sound like a site that I would really like too much in general, but this is a very useful list. Learn how to use the gun that you buy. I mean, if you don't know how to fire the gun you've purchased, then you've basically got a brick of metal. You know, you've got a hunk of metal.
A dangerous brick of metal. Yeah. Like, even more important than, I mean, obviously learning how to fire it is, or it's useless, but learning the basic safety issues with a gun and getting, and also if you need to use it regularly, and practice those safety rules so that they become second nature to you as well.
Yep. Good advice. It's also number 23. When you move, sell, throw away, and give away as much as possible, or you'll just end up moving boxes from one closet where they've been sitting for 5 years to another closet where they'll be sitting for the next 5 years. And I think we actually did that one before. But always a good idea to keep things simple in your life, to not have too much stuff cluttering up your life. Now, Dale, you're about ready to move from one place to another. Do you have much clutter to bring with you?
Not much. I think I've done a pretty good job of clearing out my clutter in the process of moving to New Hampshire. I think I mentioned before that I shipped a few boxes of things that I basically evaluated how valuable they were to me and how heavy they were, because that affects the cost of shipping. And then if I couldn't justify it, they ended up at the Goodwill. And I got receipts for tax write-offs, and I sold some things. I gave some things away on Craigslist. I did a massive clearing out, and so I basically shipped a few things, and then everything else was what would fit into a VW Beetle.
It's a good
feeling,
isn't it?
And I drove that to Georgia, and then after a little while later, I cleared out a little bit more stuff and shipped up to New Hampshire the same way, and it feels really good to clear out all that crap.
Absolutely. I make a yearly effort to just clear out some stuff that that I have that I just haven't used and I don't think I'll be needing, and it makes me feel great when I do that. I highly recommend everybody else do that. Do something similar. Either throw it away or sell it cheap at a garage sale or put it up on eBay or give it away to charity or give it away to some friends. Whatever you do, get it out of your hands. Number 24, don't ever loan your friends money if you want to keep them as friends. After all, if they were good with money and were likely to pay you back in a timely manner, they probably wouldn't need the loan in the first place. If they really need the money, you want to help them, and you can afford it, just give it to them.
I think that's good advice, too. Be prepared that what you're doing is giving them money, and if they ever pay you back, then it's icing.
Yeah, so it's like sound money.
Of it. Or you know, if you value the friendship, that's
because
true.
You're right. Because nothing is worse than having to run collections on a friend.
Yeah, it's
basically.
Awful.
I mean, you gave them some money, they used the money, and they're, again, probably not very fiscally responsible, so they might have used the money on something that they shouldn't have used the money on, or perhaps they had the best of intentions that they were going to pay you back, but, you know, something came up, right? All the, you know, the daughter broke her leg, and so they had to pay a hospital bill. There's always some sort of excuse. There's always some reason that they can't give you the money back, and then you don't really feel too friendly anymore. More towards that person because, well, they made you a promise and they've broken it at this point, and so it's certainly not going to make your next session of hanging out very comfortable.
And I'm pretty sure they don't mean by this, they don't mean that, you know, you're out to have dinner and someone doesn't just have a lot of cash on them and they need $10 for dinner or something. That's something else, I think.
Yeah, you mean like a real loan. But if, yeah. Then again, if you give somebody $10 for dinner and they don't pay you back on that, it can still be pretty irritating.
Like, yeah, I suppose
that'll
so.
That'll be the last time I give you any money.
But that I don't mind. I mean, generally, that just means they don't have cash on them. And
right. Let's go to your phone calls. You can chime in on these or bring up whatever you want. We'll continue some more here as we go on with the show. CJ is in Minnesota. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Say, I just want to touch bases on these AM transmitters that you guys are talking about. I'm
yes, sir.
An affiliate of the GCN network here. I run the Hamilton Rangemaster 1000s. They are an FCC-certified transmitter.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, we're also dealers of it. Our station here in Maple Grove, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, is Liberty Radio 1710 AM. And people can, you know, go on the website. We got libertyradio1710.com.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to hang you over because I know that I, for one, am a huge fan of radio stuff. And I know we might have a few listeners that are curious about how to broadcast legally because that's what he's doing. It's Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.